Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Jaime from BioLab Sciences joining the program. He is one of the founding partners of BioLab Sciences, and they have an antibody test for COVID-19. And they are, as far as I understand, they have the highest volume right now. They're able to get millions, and by the end of the month, 5 million. They've opened up another lab. And they have two labs in the United States doing commercial volume. They have one in Belgium to help people or companies internationally. And I am just all over this. I told them that I am going to dedicate my own resources to helping them out. And we need to get this antibody test out. And I'm asking everybody to share this video and to help us get this antibody test out to as many people as possible. Get it out to, now we got it, commercial organizations, hospitals, clinics, pharmacists. If a commercial organization wants to purchase some, they need to work through some kind of medical facility that can administer it. And we talk about it during the show. But this is a low cost. You get it in 10 minutes, the results, and it tests for antibodies. Not only antibodies, but if you have the virus itself. And he explains all that. It is a high quality. It's as high as quality that there is out there. And it is available in large quantities. And we need to get this out so we can get this country back to work. We need people working. We can't shut down our economy for this long. And the most important thing we can do is to stop this lockdown and to get people back to work and get our economy going. And this is one of the most critical steps. That's what they keep telling us as coming out of Washington, D.C., is you got to do this antibody test. Well, we got one for you, and we're going to get it out to as many people as possible. I created a personal contact, COVID-19, at sarahwestall.com. Can't advertise on social media. We can do videos, but I can't put up a website. I can't do anything like that. So you need to email me at COVID-19@sarahwestall.com. Email me if you are somebody, don't just anybody, everyday people email me, please. Email me if you are somebody, an organization, a clinic, a doctor's office, a pharmacist, anybody who is interested in actually purchasing this. Now, the average person cannot purchase this directly. It needs to go through an organization that has an administering clinic. So let's say that a school system wants to purchase it, you can. You just have to make sure you line up somebody that can report back to the CDC because they're reporting all this stuff. We just legally can't do it any other way. And so we have to follow the legal process for this. But again, COVID-19@sarahwestall.com. Please share this video far and wide. We need to get this antibody test out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, so we can get America and other countries, frankly, back to work. So let's get into this really important interview, maybe one of the most important interviews I've ever done, with Jaime, one of the founding members of BioLab Sciences. Jaime, welcome to the program.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Well, I am really keyed to talk to you because, as you know, this antibodies, okay, we're all tired of this COVID-19 situation that we're in, and you have an antibodies test that could really help open this country up, which is what we need to do. We need to get our country back opened up and not let it not destroy our country, and you are one of the keys to doing that. So I want to talk about why is an antibody test so important right now?
Well, it's important because this test has the opportunity to really do two things. First, to unclog the logjam of patients trying to get tested because they have symptoms that mimic those or might be those associated with the COVID-19 virus. And so we have millions of people across the United States and the world that aren't sure what they have, but they're displaying symptoms similar to those associated with the virus. So there's issues there because most of them don't have the virus. Most of them have something else, but we've got to treat them as if they do have it because we can differentiate between the common flu, allergies, or the virus. So because of that, this test has the opportunity because of what it's measuring and what it's detecting, which is the IgM antibody associated with the virus, a very distinct antibody that the body produces whenever a patient is symptomatic. So by taking this test early, when those symptoms first present themselves, it's typically a fever, or it could be diarrhea, it could be a host of other things. We have the opportunity to differentiate between the COVID virus and other conditions that display similar symptoms. So that's where it's important on the front end. It's going to help unclog the logjam that we have with patients needing testing. On the back end, it's an important test that's going to allow us to detect those that have produced the IgG antibody. So this is the antibody that's typically associated with those patients who have already had the virus. So once we can identify those patients, we know that they're going to be less likely to re-contract this virus, and we can let them back to work. So the test is a very valuable test because obviously it's going to give us good information, but it's also extremely quick. And in comparison to more diagnostic tests, it's very low cost.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about the curves. The fact that you can't always test to see if you have the virus until maybe like 5 days in because your body just doesn't. I have
Right.
this, let's talk about this graph that I have up right here. Can you explain
Sure.
the curves on this graph?
Absolutely. So typically, and again, all testing has limitations. The limitations associated with our test is that if you're not yet symptomatic and you're what we consider to be the incubation period for the test, you're not going to be producing that antibody yet for us to detect. So if you're not displaying symptoms and you could have the virus, we're not going to really be able to tell you anything. So that's where our test is not going to be sufficient for that type of for that period. So it might require an employer or a doctor to have to conduct multiple tests for a patient if they're not yet displaying any of those antibodies or we're able to detect those antibodies. So our test is going to be most important and play the biggest role when we're not sure what you have, but you're displaying those symptoms, typically a fever, but there could be a host of other symptoms as well. So again, when you're symptomatic is really when our test is going to be the most value because it'll help to distinguish between the COVID virus and something else.
Okay, and that's what this first graph is, or the first line of the graph. Now, the second one is displaying once you've had the virus, your antibodies start to show, and it starts to show as you get how many days into the virus do the antibodies start?
So typically, again, upon symptoms, you typically start to, we can detect those antibodies. So day one of a fever, and we're going to use that as the example because it's the most common symptom associated with the virus, we're going to start to be able to detect them. And that's going to crescendo up all the way up to about day 14 to day 21. And that's typically when the virus is at its peak. And then at that point, there is a duration of time where you could, in theory, display both the IgM antibody, the one that we're referencing now, and the IgG antibody. So the IgG antibody, at some point, it's going to be more prominent, and the IgM antibody is going to diminish in its presence.
Okay, and then it really shows the antibodies there. And I'm really, really interested in this antibody test because we're all locked in our homes. I feel like we're in this large
Correct.
POW camp. And how do we get our economy going and get people back to work? This is an answer. And you have the ability to make millions. But before we get into that, what has been the roadblock for getting this antibody test out? Because it's not just you guys. I mean, there's been problems all over the place. Can you talk to some
There
of those
is, yeah.
problems?
No, that's a great question, and it's a conversation we have. Multiple times every hour with different people across the world. The problem is that unfortunately, this test has been counterfeited, and it's been knocked off by unauthorized labs across the world. And so the credibility of the test, the accuracy, the sensitivity are all in question because unfortunately the test has been counterfeited and it's been knocked off, and it's not following the original patent and the trademarks associated with the original test that was created for the Chinese government to address those first, patients that were, infected with this COVID virus. So over the last few months, our markets across the world have been flooded with counterfeit tests and inaccurate tests with no accountability back to an actual lab or manufacturer. So that's where we come into play. We were approached by one of the originating labs of this test and asked to help to legitimize the test in the United States and help put a face and name with recourse. So BioLab Sciences, we're a renowned biotechnology company. We've been recognized by the U.S. Business News as the most innovative regenerative health company in the world last year, with the most innovative regenerative product in the world, My Own Skin. And so we have a name, we have a reputation, and what we're bringing is a face, a brick and mortar for the test, legitimacy for the test that's U.S.-based.
Okay, and it's something that people can count on. I mean, you're actually supplying to the Veterans Hospital System and some other big players in the industry, correct?
We are. We keep getting orders, by the hundreds and thousands for, not only, the veterans, the VAs, but also cities, towns, school districts, large employers, large, national, multinational employers that are looking to do one fundamental thing, get people back to work. And that's where I really think our test, the methodology around our test is going to place be the most valuable. There's still a lot of things we don't know about this virus. It's proven to be very resilient. It's proven to be very, unpredictable. And as we learn more, we try to modify everything we do to be more responsive so that we can provide more data, more information to the providers and the clinics across the world that are leveraging our test. But ultimately, where we think, the role that BioLab Sciences plays in this whole equation is we provide comfort, we provide validation, and we provide, some, if need be, some recourse back to people who need this test, which they just didn't have for, at the onset of this virus.
Well, and you are one of the few that can produce the volume, right? I mean, you figured out how to commercialize it to get it to the volume we need to satisfy this country.
Correct. Correct. And I can tell you that we're still there's a lot more to produce. I can tell you that right now we're producing now in the millions, and we're leveraging multiple facilities to get us that volume. But I can tell you that it's still going to be woefully short. We need to ramp up at here in the next few months. We need to be averaging about 10 million tests a week. And we're still working towards that, but it's we just weren't prepared as a world for this type of pandemic, and so we're really, really working hard, leveraging partners across the supply chain to be able to sustain this effort. Because at least based upon conversations we've had with FEMA, we've got to be able to produce these tests for at least 5 years, and we've got to have a supply chain or access to a supply chain that can provide us the raw materials for at least 5 years.
Well, that's excellent. Now, who can actually purchase this and use it? Because you were talking about schools and corporations. Can they purchase it, or does it have to be a clinic, a pharmacist, a somebody? Because they have to report to the CDC, correct?
Correct. That's absolutely correct. So they can purchase it as long as they're leveraging, contracting, or employing a licensed medical provider that it will be responsible for reporting out the results. The FDA just approved today the first take-home or home-administered test. It's not a rapid result test, though. It's a DNA product that will still require that you ship your DNA sample to a lab to be analyzed. So that's a big step for us because now at least we have that. Our test, although it could be administered at home, isn't approved for that. It still has to be owned and managed by a licensed medical provider. They're still the ones responsible for reporting up the results to their local health authorities, their local departments, the state departments of health. So they still own that responsibility. So if and when we do sell to a large employer, it has to be under the guidance and direction of a licensed medical provider. So they typically have to designate to us who's going to be managing the program for them before we can sell to them.
Well, and yours is great because in 10 minutes they have the results. It's like a little, I'll put the picture up here. It's like a pregnancy test, essentially.
It
And
is.
most people have seen those in some way, shape, or form, and it pretty much works the same as a pregnancy test. And is there a way that you can get a false positive? I know false negatives if there isn't enough antibody or you kind of mess around, but is there really a way to get a false positive in one of these tests? It's pretty hard,
Well,
right?
you know, there's, I mean, again, no test is foolproof. That's why we highly recommend if you do get a positive that you consult with your doctor and depending upon your symptoms, you look to potentially do a more a diagnostic test to confirm the positive. There absolutely is always a way to get a false positive and a false negative. Our tests, have been measured. So from an IgM perspective, they're 93% accurate. So obviously there is an opportunity there for some error. And from an IgG perspective, it's 98.5% accurate. So as you can see, and those are considered very good benchmarks, and
Well,
they're
let's
considered
explain
better
that.
than average.
The
Sure.
98.5 means the antibody test. And the
Correct.
93 point, whatever you said, is the whether you're testing for the virus. But the reason why that's lower is because when you first have it, you might not show you might not have enough in your system yet to be able to show up it. The sensitivity level
Oh,
isn't
correct, correct.
okay.
And this virus is still so new that could also account for, potentially something that mimics is close enough related to the COVID-19 virus that could mimic the outcome. So it could also potentially pick up something that may not exactly be it, but be a close relative to it, in the COVID family. There are obviously other COVID viruses out there that under that classification. So it could potentially pick up that. But it's going to, if that is the case, obviously a provider is going to really, monitor the patient, assess the patient, and determine the proper care for the patient. As you know, and as was shared yesterday by the study released by Stanford University and their assessment using this testing methodology, using the antibody test, they actually validated in their own, again, many kind of very rapid produced study that in at least the Santa Clara area, they were originally, I think they were thinking there was less than, or 8,000 cases of the coronavirus. Through their assessment using the antibody test, they're saying it's more like 80,000. And the reason being is that there were so many people because of their age and health that displayed very little to no symptoms, had the virus, processed the virus, and now we're able to detect that IgG antibody that never knew they ever had it. But obviously, those people are important because now, at least in theory, they should be cleared to go back to work, go back to school, resume their life because they've already, hopefully built up an immunity to the virus. And at least the theory is they shouldn't be able to get it again. That obviously we're still working to validate because, again, this virus has proven to be very unpredictable, and at least that's the hope that once you've got it once, you won't get it again. But we still though we can't validate that 100%.
Yeah, I hope to God that people don't get it again because there is a little bit of evidence to show that people might get it again, but maybe it's just that they haven't totally fought it off yet. But you have seen situations where people are buying it in other countries and getting crappy tests, or they're not getting them at all because these
Correct.
countries are not allowing it out of their
Correct.
country, and people are coming back and saying, we need to go to you now. What is the realistic supplier situation in the United States for US people? And frankly, because you have a lab in Belgium, you can get things out to people internationally too. I mean, the US
We can.
labs are US. I mean, we have to supply US first there, but you have an international lab too that can go out to other countries in the world
We
who
do.
are looking for it as well. And
Yeah.
but what is the supply situation? I mean, are we looking at a problem in a lot of countries where they just don't have access to this?
There, unfortunately, yes. I mean, unfortunately, there's going to need to be 100 of us supporting this effort at some point in time. So as we can help others on board and be part of the effort, we want to do that. You know, as a US-based company with relationships for all of our products, you know, with the government, with US-based, you know, customers and practices, hospitals, so on and so forth. Selfishly, our priority is the United States. Will we be providing product eventually for the world? We will. But selfishly, right now, we've got to take care of our backyard, our neighbors, you know, those people that support us throughout the year. And so, you know, that's our priority. You know, eventually, as we gain the opportunity to increase that scope, we will. But for right now, you know, we've got to do what we can to get our U.S. economy going. Because if we don't do that, you know, there's not going to be any customers around us to provide our other solutions for.
We have to save our country. I mean, it's that bottom line. Absolutely. We got to save our country. Although there is Absolutely. A lab, we are working with a lab in Belgium to help out other countries.
Correct.
So I'm very excited about that because other countries need to survive as well. And
they do.
I'm there
and,
to
you know,
be a
just
cheerleader.
One of the things I want to add is being a U.S.-based company that is responsible to the FDA and our local authorities resonates with other countries. You know, they trust our FDA, they trust our, you know, our regulations and everything that governs our manufacturing. And so our U.S. products are in high demand, without a doubt. And the fact that, you know, they feel like they have recourse is extremely important. And because, you know, when you make something here, it's going to cost a little bit more than if it's being made in, you know, in other countries, including, you know, the Pacific Rim. And for that, you know, it at least appears that people will pay a little bit more with the assurances that it's being manufactured and regulated here in the United States.
But let's be frank, this is a lot less expensive than some of these other, than almost any other test out there. And it depends on the volume, but we're talking, if you, what, $75 down to $30, depending on the volume. And that's pretty inexpensive for a test.
Yeah, in retrospect, in comparison to some of the diagnostic testing, absolutely, especially if we're looking to just differentiate between some of these, you know, different conditions a patient could have, absolutely. And then when you factor in, again, the ability for the test to be used to not only clear people to go back to work, but now that the country is starting to open up back elective surgeries and allowing that to be conducted at surgery centers and hospitals across the country, those providers, those medical staff want a tool, they want a resource that can, you know, clear their patients. Because the last thing they want to do is bring in a patient that could infect not only all of them, but their environment and, you know, and really start this thing up all over again. So it plays a lot of important roles. You know, it's not the end all. It's a resource for our healthcare community to be able to combat the COVID virus. And, you know, it's, you know, it has obviously its place in our economy.
Well, let me ask you, if we have a large corporation that wants them, needs them so they can get their employees back to work, how long does it take for them to place an order? And I know I can't hold you to this 100% because you're getting orders from everywhere and you got to keep your supply going. But how long is your turnaround at this point for a corporation to get their tests? I realize they have some work to do too, because they have to set that whole thing up. But how
Absolutely.
Long does it take you to get these tests in their hands?
So it's going to take us between about 10 and 14 days. 3 weeks ago, we were turning around the day we got them. And so if you put an order in today, we would overnight it and you'd have it tomorrow. As the demand has continued to increase, as the medical profession has come out and validated legitimate tests like ours and how they're going to be used, you know, the popularity, the demand for it has gone out the roof. So right now we're about 10 to 14 days from the date we receive an order. You know, we've had to put product fulfillment schedules for orders in the millions. And, you know, I can tell you that we're prepared to fill a 40 million kit order, and that's going to take us about 42 weeks to do that. So, you know, there is the opportunity. We're scaling up. We're pulling more resources. But I would tell you, on the average, we're turning around orders about 10 to 14 days.
Okay, so let me ask you, if you had a 40 million order, you do it in stages so that somebody that comes in with 100 Well, let's say a
can still get
thousand.
their order.
Yeah, so that you can stage it. Okay, that's great. They don't have to wait
Yeah.
for months. Okay,
So
and then
we're trying to keep two different.
go ahead.
Would you mind repeating that? You cut out there just a little bit.
Oh, I'm just, I said go ahead. I was just saying that's great that they don't have to wait months because you have kind of this dual process going on.
Correct.
Okay.
We do. We have two different production facilities, one designated for high volume, one designated for low volume. So we
Absolutely
can
great.
try to still get all orders out. Yeah.
Oh, and then the other question I have is, well, people need to get the orders in now so they can get things going. We got to get this country going. Is there any
Absolutely.
other requirements that people need to know? If they're going to place an order today, what should they have in place to make sure that every roadblock possible is removed for them?
Sure. I mean, obviously, have a plan for how you're going to administer them, how you're going to record them, and how you're going to report them, because that's important. We have to be responsible to our local authorities to making sure that we're reporting up the results, both positive and negative results. Obviously, if it's a big order, let's have a discussion about the monetary resources required for your order. And I'm talking about orders in the tens of thousands and millions. We can work with those entities to create a financial plan so they can get access to the test and yet still, fulfill at least the initial financial obligation we need to make them for them, because essentially, obviously we're encumbering a large upfront cost for all the manufacturing, the labor, all the raw materials. So, we want to have a conversation if it's going to be a large order in the tens of thousands. But if it's a, it's a moderate size order, just make sure that you understand your responsibilities from a reporting standpoint.
Well, thank you so much. I know that you guys are just flooded. We are set up COVID-19 at sarahwestall.com. We are putting resources to this as well to help you. We've got to get this country going. I want to get my own state going. We have to do this. I ran a company where I had 22 employees and I was there in 2008 and I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to be one of these business owners. Not being able to make payroll, not being able to pay their mortgage, not being able to, I know what you're going through and I feel for you. And I'm going to do what I can to help get this country going and dedicate resources. So again, anybody can email me and my people I brought on, my staff at COVID-19@sarahwestall.com. I will personally get it to their company, Biosciences, to get this processed for you, and I know it's going to help you guys with your volume as well. And we are going to get this country opened again. And I want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing and for dedicating your lives right now. I know you're dropping a lot of everything. You realize how important this is,
Oh,
and you're
absolutely.
focusing 100% on this because this is the most important thing we can do right now for our children and our grandchildren.
Absolutely. Thank you. We're happy to be part of the effort. And yeah, absolutely. We need to get the economy up and running again, and get us back to some level of normalcy. We've all have kids and family members that want to get back to school, and this is, we all got to do our part, whatever that is.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.